Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1471, How to Amp Up Your Fire with These 10 Energy Hacks by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday and a very happy start to your Labor Day weekend for those of us in the US. Welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Amp Up Your Fire with These 10 Energy Hacks by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. Zip, pep, power, pizzazz. No matter the word, from time to time, we all seek a boost of energy to power through our day and all of its demands. Here are 10 natural ways to put some liveliness into your life. 1. Sleep. Everything is easier and lighter when you are rested. It puts you in a better mood, you're in better humor, and it gives you the energy to follow through if you've gotten a good night's rest. Commit to one sleep roadblock that's keeping you from your pillow. Here's my hint. Your devices are at the top of the list. Two words to live by, phone down, at least 1 hour before bedtime. 2, exercise. Energy begets energy. It may sound counterintuitive that moving your body creates energy, but research says it's true. Even 5 minutes of walking creates a hormonal burst of energy in your body. And for a high-speed burst of energy, a blast of body movement, like a few power punches, wall push-ups, even marching in place, will actually get the blood flowing. 3, food. Eat for your brain and body, not your emotions when you want energy. Your head may say, I'm tired, let's load up on coffee and a gooey muffin. Yet for optimum energy, suppress that notion. Your body needs a little lean protein, whole grains, and maybe some healthy fats. So a better choice would be avocado toast, a banana, and whole grain cereal, maybe even an egg. For a snack, a small piece of dark chocolate is both enjoyable and has been shown to improve brain function. 4, personal achievement. Nothing can create mental energy like crossing something off your to-do list. So go for one micro task. Make that dreaded call or tackle that chore and bask in the energy of achievement. The results can last for quite some time and may be just the thing to jumpstart you on to even more. 5, music. Studies say listening to music can stimulate brainwaves. Turning on a music app like Spotify or iTunes, especially when it cues up your favorites playlist, can give you an energy boost from the jump. 6, change up your environment. Nature, fresh air, vitamin D via sunlight. Getting outdoors gets you out of your head. Simply removing yourself physically can simply transport your energy force. 7 and 8, stretch and breathe. Stretching increases the circulation of blood and oxygen to your muscles, which can help improve energy levels and encourage waste removal from your tissues. Stretching helps you use energy more efficiently, since a contracted muscle requires more energy to move than a relaxed one. Besides flexibility, the goal of stretching is to promote the flow of energy in your upper and lower body. The seated forward bend is a great one to try for stamina. Breathing. When your cells don't get enough oxygen, they don't have the fuel to slough off toxins, which can cause you to get bogged down and tired. By supplying your cells with enough oxygen, you can improve your ability to remove toxic waste, and your immune system can benefit. Here's a good breathing exercise that you can do anywhere. Inhale through the nose for 2 counts. Exhale through the mouth for 2 counts. Then do the same for 3 and 4 counts. This is called a 2-3-4 pattern. Do this once a day to start, then as much as you find useful. You'll also notice when you start breathing properly, your energy level will be more consistent. Less highs and less lows. 9. Connect. Stay connected to people. And don't forget your pets as a source of connection too. Further, check to see if you're surrounded by a negative vibe. People who complain all the time will naturally cause you to become mentally drained. Find those who spark your feelings of positivity, peace, and calm. Or get some alone time to nix negativity and recharge on your own. And lastly, 10, laugh. Laughing causes your body to release those all-important endorphins, which provide you a shot of motivation, productivity, and well-being. So laugh your way to higher energy, and the world is sunshine in your house. So there you have it, 10 easy energy hacks, all natural and all at your fingertips. Monster drinks not necessary. You just listened to the post titled, How to Amp Up Your Fire with These 10 Energy Hacks by Susan Colon of ColonPerformanceStrategies.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love the list Susan provided us so much. Each of these tips are backed by scientific studies. I agree with Susan that most of us easily understand that better quality sleep, for example, means we'll have more energy the next day. And I also agree that one of the most counterintuitive concepts is the one that says being physically active increases our energy levels. When we think of activity, we often think of it as something that makes us feel more exhausted. Now that's true, but only at certain times. For example, walking around all day at Disneyland is exhausting. I usually have the best night's sleep after a 14-hour day at the House of Mouse. But what about a quick jog in place during a television commercial? A quick burst of activity like that can actually increase energy levels. It forces your body to pull in more oxygen, oxygen that's needed to supply your muscles for the activity, and some of that oxygen also goes to the brain. That helps our brain cells perform at their best. So this short burst of activity serves as a kind of wake-up call to the body. Now, when I served as a health educator where I instructed weight management classes, I would often ask my patients to imagine they were trying to convince one of their friends about the importance of exercise. So I would say to them, imagine you're trying to convince one of your friends that exercise is something they need to do more of, but they tell you they are too tired to exercise. What would you say in response? Most of my patients, without fail, would blurt out, but exercise gives you more energy. So maybe this idea isn't so counterintuitive after all. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a great weekend and a wonderful and safe holiday weekend for those of us in the US. And I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, for our Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.